I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where we were at last year, and we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
It's Mike Elias. Orioles have been apparently aggressive during winter meetings. Are you encouraged by that?
Oh, there's no question. I've been encouraged by everything I've heard. And again, I haven't been one of the people out there that have been bashing him like it's going out of style, like everything he's done is wrong. I understood what they did in the offseason last year. I didn't like it. I mean, we talked about it. Tyler O'Neill, when you sign him, you're going cheap on a right-handed power bat, and you're letting Santander walk, and then all of a sudden he flames out in Toronto and does nothing there. And then we see Tyler O'Neill get hurt the entire time here, you know. Going back to the Craig Kimbrell signing, I killed that one, you know, way back when, where it's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. But this was a point coming into this offseason where they finally said, like, ownership's like, we're spending money. It's new ownership, so why wouldn't I trust the guy that says that? Well, we have deep pockets. And then now they're actually talking to and making offers. They made the largest offer to a DH in Major League Baseball history, and the only reason he's not playing in Baltimore is because his team matched it. Yeah. The team he played for and went to like World Series with, went deep into the playoffs with, they matched it. So it's like, I can't fault him for it. And then now we're like, who's the next guy? All right, are we paying Kyle Tucker? Are we paying Bellinger? Are we paying Alonso? Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately you're going to see him bite the bullet and throw in an extra year for one of these guys. And I think there's three more moves coming. Two free agent moves and one big trade, at least.
Yep. Position player, a pitcher, and a trade.
That's what I think.
Depends what they get.
Yep. And again, the trade is dependent upon and who gets traded depending on what position you sign. So they have all these
Tucker and Alonso create different issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you sign Tucker, you're probably trading Beavers. And I brought up Couser, even though you don't really have someone to play center. It all matters what somebody asks for. And then maybe there's another corresponding move there. If you're finding someone, now maybe you're looking for a center fielder. You call in the Guardian saying, what are you guys doing with Stephen Kwan? I mean, there's all different types of things you can do here. It's a matter of, I think the biggest thing for them is biting the bullet and trading some of the guys they drafted. It feels like they coveted those guys for a long period of time.
You think fans are encouraged, Ed, by this kind of movement by the Orioles?
They should be. I mean, if they're not, I'd be surprised because, I mean, some fans are always going to complain. But I think they're the vocal minority. I think other people, if you're reasonable and you see what's going on and you hear that they actually gave him the offer that he was looking for and he decided to stay home, how could you not be encouraged? Because we have there's been a history here of not spending any money, you know, shopping the dent and can aisle, never going after real superstars. He's a bona fide superstar. I mean, you know, he set a record for the contract for DHs. I mean, he would destroy he would kill this place.
I told you, I think he'd lead the league in singles to hit the wall.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, now that you know they've done that, you know, and even with, Corbin Burns, he only went back because he wanted to go back to Arizona. I mean, they offered him money, too. It's like they've not been cheap, and I think they're going to spend. They're going to try again. I don't know if Alonzo's going to do the same thing and end up staying with the Mets.
That's what scares me.
Me, too.
It scares me.
Yeah.
Because then that means now you're rushing and competing with everyone who's in panic mode. Oh, the next two big bats, the ones, now there are other bats left, but like, again, if the Orioles were going to go after Alex Bregman, you're going, okay, then what's happening with Holiday and what's happening with Westberg? Is one of them moving the outfield? Are we trading one? Like, there's so many things that can come down.
I want these guys.
Yeah.
I want one of these.
I want to keep that core we have.
So do I.
And then add to it with either big donkey at first base or one of the best hitters in baseball in Tucker.
So you wouldn't package Westberg for front of the rotation pitcher and sign Bregman to put him at third?
I'm saying I wouldn't mind doing that, but I feel like that's more of a lateral move when you could trade somebody else, keep Westberg. I'd rather have Westberg there and then go get one of the guys that's available.
Who are you going to trade for a frontline pitcher that you don't include one of these guys?
Kobe May or Dylan Beavers?
No, you need somebody else to get a frontline pitcher.
No, you don't.
I'm not giving you a frontline pitcher for Kobe.
Kobe Mayo has how many years of control? The Marlins are moving their pitchers. They're actively talking about moving Cabrera and Perez.
But he has years of control, but is he an everyday first baseman? I don't know if they think he could be an everyday first baseman.
They make these trades for guys that are in AAA putting up the numbers that he made.
I hear you.
The only difference is you've seen him a little bit at the major league level. And at the end of the year, he started hitting again. I think
it's going to take more than that.
I don't. I mean, I'm not saying there won't be more to a package, but I do think you could trade Kobe Mayo and go get an Edward Cabrera. I think you could trade a Kobe.
One for one?
Yeah, I think you could.
Oh, man.
That's a ton of years of control for a team like the Marlins that can't spend money and get free agents to come there. But the one thing they've done is develop pitching.
Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. Are you encouraged by the O's aggressiveness at the winter meetings? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Man,
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you encouraged by the activity of the Baltimore Orioles this winter meetings? And I guess I'll be the first to admit, it's like when someone called and they accused me of criticizing the Ravens about a month ago, more than I criticized the Orioles. And I said to them, you're right. Ravens have won two Super Bowls since the Orioles have won a World Series. Recently, in the last 20 years, they won one. They won two in the last, 25 years. So my expectations are different. So for those of you right now that are saying, why would I get excited? Why is he excited because the Orioles swung and missed on a five-year, $150 million deal? Because they swung. They swung.
Yeah.
They haven't swung. If you go by that on top of what they offered last year to a frontline pitcher, and they didn't tell us they offered that kind of money to Corbin Burnes. True. Corbin Burnes told us they offered that kind of money. So in the past 2 years, they've committed, almost $250 million to two players who didn't take it. What was that? Was that 2 years? Was it 4 years for? No, it's 4 years for 180, wasn't it, for Corbin Burnes?
Yeah.
So $300 million to two players that they've offered over the last 2 years. So, yes, I'm encouraged by that. Somebody's got to sign, but I'm encouraged.
The one thing I don't necessarily agree with, and we don't know yet, like I know what JCM was saying, like I don't know that they'd be willing to give that type of years and money to Kyle Tucker. And my thought process would be, why not? Like if you're willing to give out $300 million to multiple players, what does it matter if you're trying to sign a guy and get him in your lineup?
If you're willing to give 5 years to a 33-year-old, why wouldn't you give 7 or 8 years to Tucker?
That's my point, though. And the other thing that – the one thing I'll listen to is if somebody's saying you don't want to spend too much money now because you want to make an honest effort to go at Gunner. And if you heard Scott Boras talk yesterday, he said he and Mike Elias have talked a ton.
Yeah, he's said that for years now.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah, they have a great relationship. And that's something that we didn't have before here.
Mm-hmm. How do we define what's too much money? I mean, you know
– well, with no salary cap, there's no such thing as too much money.
We don't. They're not cash strapped. They say that.
The league needs to look at what the Dodgers have been doing. I mean, so they just signed Edwin Diaz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the deferred money that they're doing with him, it's $4.5 million a year. that's on the lighter side of things. They keep doing this to avoid this salary or the luxury tax. Thank you. If you're going to allow the richest team in baseball to put money on the back burner to avoid paying out these fines, then what are we doing? Like, why? I'm not saying it shouldn't be allowed.
But it shouldn't be allowed.
They could do it, but make it affect the same way that it always has with the luxury tax and see if these teams do it.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Now you create a loophole, as we always do, for the richest people. So if they've got the most money, they're going to spend the most, they're going to dominate baseball, they're going to the World Series every year, and you're allowing this to happen. When you have such disparity with small market teams trying to compete with them, so they've got all the money in the world, and now you're allowing them to not even spend it and get penalized with the luxury tax. It's really got to be, they just don't correct these things.
410-583-1057, that's the number. You got something for us over there, Joe?
Hey, let's go to the YouTube page. I love people arguing. There's two dudes that are going back and forth about this right now in the chat. A lot of people still skeptical. One person said, yep, talking and getting close is no longer an option for this team.
Shut up. Not you,
Joe. But I knew that was coming. I mean, to be honest with you, I expect it. I mean, I don't know if that guy's a diehard fan and just disappointed. I mean, it's hard to – some people say, Jeremy, I'm not separating ownership until ownership separates themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Want me to look at them differently? Do different things. Now, we look at it differently because we look at their movement. Their movement is different. But some fans aren't going to believe it until it actually happens, and you got to know that's coming.
On the flip side, got to be a positive sign. They still need a top-of-the-line starter. If they have to trade someone to do that or give an extra year, so be it.
Guys, they're going to get two starters. Like, this is what drives me nuts about some of this stuff that's on here. Like, we got one guy on there writing, how many more years is Elias going to get to not get a deal done? Just signed Scherzer to a 1-year deal, like Morton. That's what you always do. Get it over with. And it's like, have you been paying attention to anything going on? And I love when people do this. He's been here 7 years. He's been here 8 years, which five of them were in a rebuild.
Rebuild. They announced the rebuild. They announced that.
That's like saying that, you're talking about, I didn't have sex for the first 18 years. You know, I didn't have sex for 18 years. Yeah, it was the first 18 years of my life. Sorry, Ed. I mean, I know yours was like, what, 11, 12 or something?
But here's the thing. And again, I want you all to think rationally about this. Kyle Schwarber is 33 years old. Mm-hmm. They offered a 33-year-old DH 5 years. You don't think they're willing to offer a premium position player more than that?
Sure, who's younger?
Yeah. Who's younger?
Yeah.
If you get a 29-year-old or 30-year-old, you're not going to offer him 7 years? Their movement suggests to me that they're willing to do these things. I can only go by your movement.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Rob, I don't understand why people would even think about disagreeing with you, because it's much harder to win at baseball than it is football. So if the Orioles are at least putting the offers out there, they got to start landing some people, obviously, before these other offers come to fruition. You know what I mean? Like, in 2 years, Schwarber might want to come be an Oriole. But at least they're doing it. At least they're trying. Like, give it a breath, people.
Hey, thanks a lot, Johnny. Appreciate it. Give it a rest, people.
Like, as you pointed out, and then people go, oh, it's great, they're trying. They offered the most money to a DH, and he decided to only go back to the team that he was playing for.
Yeah.
And that may happen with Alonso, and it's like, can you fault these guys? Offering the largest deal, and then the other team decides to match it.
My home, well, comfort. I know the lineup. I know the guys around me. I know all these things. There's so many other elements that goes into him going back to Philadelphia. He's not going back to a losing organization, Ed. He's not going back to a struggling organization. He's going back to a great market for a team that arguably every year is right in contention for a World Series in the National League.
They have been.
Man, and today's Kobe Mayo's birthday, and I'm talking about them possibly trading him if they sign a lot.
I saw that. Son of a bitch.
Well, you're going to bring it up at some point.
Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Meet you.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Go well. How are you?
All right. Hey, Jeremy, I need an offshore bet spot, you know, because I want to get in on the over for some of them games that Rob got.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
get you set up. I'll get you set up with the guy.
Draba.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Looking at your team, Rosedale extended down past St. Lo Drive and the Alameda. Because they don't look like they from Rosedale, you know what I mean?
It's a private, in my defense, it's a private school. It's not a feeder school.
Okay. You're allowed to pay your players.
It's a private. Actually, I have a kid who's... home address is Annapolis as well. Hey, you know.
I go St. Francis Jr. Hey, but real quick, people tripping, man. It's like, just because money is not everything to everybody. You know what I mean? The Orioles could have said, hey, Kyle Schwarber, we'll go another $50 million. You know, make it $200 million. He may have been like, I'm good in Philly. I'm comfortable, you know, so it has to be both sides.
Yeah.
You know, Yes Network could come and offer you and say, hey, Rob, you know, we're going, you know, but you may say, I like it here.
I ain't going. I'm telling you now. Yeah. Why?
You know, Ed came down from New York for a different opportunity. That was his choice, you know. So, man, people don't look at it like real life. Just because these guys are athletes and everything, they got to make decisions based on what's best for them. And money's not the end-all, be-all for everybody.
Yeah, nobody else wanted me. That's why I'm still here.
He said St. Louis Drive. Put me down by Lake Clifton. Mike in White Plains. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, you know, now maybe I'm wrong, but I was into a Philly station, right? And I'm on, and the Philly station said that the Orioles made that first. They made that offer first.
They did.
And then he went back to Philadelphia and he got the offer. So that right there is encouraging to me, because generally, a team that the guy wants to go back to will make the offer, and then the Orioles will come back and make the same offer because they really wasn't serious.
Yeah, the Orioles weren't reactive. They were proactive. Yeah, they were proactive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They made the offer first, so now I'm encouraged. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. You know how it went, Ed. His people went back to the Phillies and said, Orioles offered us 5 years, 150. Philly said, look, we'll match that, but we're done after that.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what happened. That's what happens.
And he wants to stay home.
And he may have had a right to match in the contract. Who knows how it's written. But, yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that said that we have a right. Go out and find your best offer. We have the right to match.
Happened to me here.
Yeah.
Years ago.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, I got $2, man. How can I double it?
Yeah, we'll get into it tonight. Some college basketball games. NBA Cup night two. I swept last night's NBA Cup, but it was about the only thing that went right for me. And hit another NHL game. I think the Florida-Anaheim game went over. But I'll give you two hockey plays, two NBA plays, three college plays. And want to give you a little heads up. First bowl game of the season this Saturday.
I can't believe that.
Army-Navy and the, what is it, Bucked Up, I think it's Bucked Up LA Bowl. I believe that's what it's called. Yeah, Bucked Up LA Bowl. We'll talk about all that next, and stay tuned. We might be giving something away.
Suggs and Carter. Smith waiting to check in for Miami.
Lando has no problem taking a little bit of air out of the ball and then giving the ball to that guy.
Softly off the window, Desmond Bane.
Found a crease, explodes right to it. Uses those big, strong shoulders to get two more.
That's courtesy of Amazon Prime, last night's NBA Cup game. Rob, you have something and I have something.
My man Kenny, man. Kenny was in some bad health recently. Lionheart Solutions. He stopped by to say hi, dropped off some burger cookies, of course, but he was in bad health situation, came by to say hi because he lost my contact. It's good to see him. Looks good. Looks good. Keep grinding, Kenny.
Good stuff.
He's one of my World Cup buddies. He told me, you know, we got to get together. Over there at the Gunpowder Lodge and watch the
World Cup. Wish you would be more worldly and just go away, Rob. sorry. Hey, we're giving away two tickets to see Maryland men's basketball team take on number 3 Michigan. Michigan's loaded this year, man. This Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Xfinity Center. It's a Toy Story themed Redout. And the first 4,000 fans will receive the official Redout t-shirt courtesy of University of Maryland Athletics. 410-583-1057. Caller number 5.
Yeah.
All right, now we're back to the place. Woo. All right, so
those big shoulders. That was weird, man.
Yeah.
Using those big shoulders. You hit a highlight?
Yeah.
It was weird.
That's hey, look, you're gonna get some weird NBA calls. I don't know who was calling the Prime games. I didn't pay attention to the announcers because I was watching the Orlando Miami game. Mm-hmm. It came on at 6 o'clock last night. And obviously if you're getting something before everything else starts, I'm in. There's a couple of college games today that start at like 4:35.
Mm-hmm. I have no practice, no games.
So there you go. Call me when you have no class. All right. So with yesterday, it wasn't a good day for me except for the NBA. Told you to take the Orlando Magic. They started off the game down 13-0. I'm looking at them. And then, of course, they do. And, Rob, you know this. In basketball, when a team's down 13-0, somebody's the typical scorers are all of a sudden start taking horrific three-pointers. Like, oh, I'll get us back in it. Rainmaker! Yeah.
Check your phone.
Are you calling me?
You said call you when I have no class.
Oh, jeez. You haven't had class in a long time. You know what you're going to do now? I'm going to get high later, and I'm going to go, damn, I missed a call from Rob. When did that happen?
At 9:34. How'd that happen?
It's not even 9:34 p.m. yet. How did he call me? But just like the NBA Cup last night, watching Miami jump all over them. And Orlando came storming back. They ended up winning the game. In the other game, I had the under. Knicks and Raptors, good game. Emmanuel Quickley was questionable with an illness. He was questionable with an illness on Sunday and played. And then this must have got worse throughout the week because he did not play last night. So now these teams move on for the NBA Cup. Tonight.
But they won. Did you know it was a noon game today?
In college hoops? There was one yesterday, but it was a really like.
Norfolk and Baylor.
Well, see, that one's better. Yesterday's was like Southeast Northwest Missouri.
Technical school?
Yeah, it was just a really bad one where you're like, who are these teams? Yeah. And I didn't even know that was a real name.
Yeah, Norfolk and Baylor today. Norfolk, you know, MEAC, Baylor, you know, because they used to be good.
Yep.
Really good.
At least before that guy got killed. One of their players. Didn't one of their players kill another player?
Yeah, but they were good after that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. They were okay then. This is a long time ago. All right, here's the plays for today. Because, again, yesterday went 1-3 in my hockey games, 2-0 in the NBA. And, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, 1-3 in the hockey games, and I split in college hoops. So it got the Indiana game right, missed North Carolina A&T. Ohio State didn't cover. It was just one of those nights. So you want to bounce back tonight. Here's where I'm at. Let's start it off with the NHL. Only 4 or 5 games tonight. I like LA and Seattle under the 5.5. That's my favorite play. And I said I wouldn't do it. I said I wouldn't touch this team again. It's the right spot. Feel free to fade this. I'm taking the Utah Mammoth. I'm taking the Mammoth minus the 105. It's Florida, right? That they're playing tonight. And do I feel good about that? No, but I feel like it's the right side. And by the way, I've had this spot 3 times this year with the Utah Mammoth, and I'm 0-3. But I'm going back to it because...
They're the NHL version of the Atlanta Hawks with you.
You remember that?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember when I had the Hawks the 1 year? Their record was 500. The record at home was 500. The record on the road was 500. It's just like everything was split down the middle.
It was funny, and you kept going to them.
I don't want to be... There are certain guys that say this team's on a no-bet list. There's no such thing for me as a no-bet list because each game, each matchup is different. That's like when people give you trends and saying, the last 14 times these team met, what the hell does it have to do 7 years ago with this team?
Nothing. These kids were in middle school, some of them.
But people use these trends all the time. But yeah, I think Utah's the play, so fade it, take it, leave it alone, whatever. college hoops, not a lot of great games today. There is one later on. I do like Marshall to win anywhere from +1.5 to -1.5. So it's all over the place, depending on which sports book you go to. I don't care what you get. I like them to win and cover by more than 2. Purdue and Minnesota. Purdue just coming off that horrific loss to Iowa State. Everybody's thought process is that they come back out and just smash their opponent. They're 20-point favorites. They don't have to smash them to win here. But if they do, I still think this game goes under the total. 142.5, give me Purdue, Minnesota. And my favorite game of the night, Wisconsin, Nebraska over the 156.5. I don't know if you... Nebraska's ranked and Wisconsin's not. Nebraska's, I think, undefeated and Wisconsin's like 7-2. Wisconsin should be ranked, guys, and they will be ranked by the end of the year.
Wisconsin-Nebraska game, I'm looking.
Yeah, 156.5. I like that to go over the total.
But Nebraska is ranked 23rd.
Yep, but they're undefeated, right?
Yeah. 9-0. And Wisconsin 7-2, 1-0 in the Big Ten.
Yeah. So with that, I like the over. I think we see points there. In the NBA, it's the NBA Cup. These teams that win tonight will play on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday is the semifinals. I want to get into Saturday in just a second and talk about something before we do something else. But Oklahoma City, I don't like recommending teams that are double-digit favorites in the NBA.
Because they like have one loss for the season.
They have one loss. And they lost to the damn Trailblazers by 2 points. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They're -14.5, and they're going to kill the Suns.
Yeah.
They're just going to run roughshod over them. So,
23-1, 25-1, something like that.
Yeah. And they were doing most of this without one of their best players, Jalen Williams. He was out for a good portion of the beginning of the year. So I think OKC is the right side. And as much as I want the Lakers to win tonight, I do think they win tonight. I think it's closer than the 6.5. Take the Spurs plus the points. I think we see LA OKC on Saturday. And Orlando, is that you? And Miami, and the winner of that, they'll obviously face off for the championship. That's what I believe happens, but we have to see what happens tonight. Now, with that being said, on Saturday, I did want to let you guys know, Army-Navy this Saturday, I'm going to be on the under in that game. We'll obviously talk about that on Friday a little bit. First bowl game of the season on Saturday, the bucked up LA Bowl. Who's sponsoring that? What is that? I don't even know what it
really
is. You start looking at the bowl game names and you're like, what company is that? You know, we have a Cheez-Its Bowl, a Polander
Duke's Mayo
Bowl.
Duke's Mayo Bowl. Is it Buckeyes? Doused themselves in Duke's mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's got twang, right? Does it got twang?
It's got twang.
That sounds good. Anyway.
Maybe it's for Buckeyes.
The Pop-Tart Bowl is coming up. Pop-Tart Bowl has one of the best things ever, where they actually have the Pop-Tart mascot eat a Pop-Tart.
Gronk hosts the Bucked Up Bowl.
Gronk is?
Yes.
But who is there a sponsor?
Bucked Up Energy Drinks.
Oh my God.
You know that's what Notre Dame turned down.
Yeah.
The Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah. It wasn't good enough for him.
You could eat the mascot too.
Isn't the Pop-Tart Bowl, is that Georgia Tech BYU? Or is that another team? Because I think Georgia Tech BYU.
No, it's Team Sprinkles versus Team Swirls.
They don't have
Joe. Just joke.
Joe.
Frosted versus unfrosted.
Yeah. Come on, man.
But yes, you can actually eat the mascot at the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
That's pretty much any theme.
You can? I ain't eating that little leprechaun from Notre Dame.
Oh, I don't want to fight. No, I want to eat you.
Tostitos Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. The Polander.
I ain't eating that.
Real quick, my top plays for tonight would be, I like OKC. I like LA Seattle under in the NHL. And the three college basketball games. Purdue, Minnesota under. Wisconsin, Nebraska over. And Marshall. There you go.
There you go. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And then I read something yesterday.
That who signed Devin Williams?
The Mets. The Mets.
Oh, you said last year. You mean, okay.
Well, signing Devin Williams, it pissed him off because he's like, well, why? Like, I'm here. So, all right, I'll just go elsewhere then.
Yeah.
There was something I read too, and it's from a legitimate outlet. So I'm assuming it's true about the Mets have to maintain like 29% Latin ball players on their 40-man roster or Juan Soto can opt out. Doesn't that sound stupid and like unbelievable?
Yeah.
I saw it from two different publications.
It sounds stupid, but not unbelievable.
I saw two publications that had that.
A few moments later.
A New York Mets senior beat writer for the National Enquirer.
I don't know if that's legit.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me find the other one.
Yeah.
They have a beat writer at the Enquirer for the Mets?
That's not the guy I found last night. Hold on.
National Enquirer. Well, the National Enquirer said
that he's got a beat writer from the Onion.
Hold on. We're going to find this.
I thought he said it was legit.
Yeah.
I said it was.
The Enquirer, the Onion, and the Babylon Bee all verify the story.
No, it says right here, Bat Boy. Oh, it wasn't a Bat Boy for a baseball team. It was actual Bat Boy. The boy that was half bat.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh. I'm going to find this. Or I'm just going to leave.
Hey, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. In your daily line, I want you to put the odds on that being real. You know what I'm going to, I'm going with the under.
At least it didn't say you had to have less than 30% of another race.
Jeremy, it says this guy's won 3 Pulitzer Prizes.
See, that's why you can believe it, right? Which guy are you looking at?
His name is Mark Gooden.
Too Gooden.
It's Dwight Gooden's son.
The National Enquirer has 340 followers. It's not real.
It could be. It's on the internet, Joe. Don't be naive.
You know what it's
so
about.
So he's won,
you know,
3 Pulitzer Prizes. You have any Nobels?
This reminds me. We're giving out shovels at 7:15. But on the other side,
he didn't
what
apply,
other
yeah.
dominoes will fall today at baseball's winter meeting? Baltimore's big bad morning show. You heard Jeremy Kahn unravel on live radio. That's the encore.
I stand by that story. It's on the internet.
By the way, he also won the Cy Young and the Norris Trophy in hockey.
An album of the year.
You just unraveled.
He won a Grammy.
He won a Grammy for that article. Sing it.
So here was the top general at World War II.
Purple Heart winner. Since the encore is brought to you by Lion's Den. You got your fantasy team? How about your real fantasy at Lion's Den? Find a gear to bring more pleasure into that bedroom passion, into your playbook. Come on, score big tonight. Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance, lionsden.com.
I got to go back to this and watch and see over time how my face changes.
Oh, you unravel.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Now it's time for you to
round the cranberry.
What we learned today.
What we learned on the Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
What you learned today, Ed Norris?
Jeremy Source won 3 Pulitzers, 2 Nobels, a Cy Young, a Norris, an album of the year. That's what I learned. I also learned that in the
Soul Train Award, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's so funny. Hey, hang on. He just got pardoned by Trump. Just came over. He's got everything. I just happened to look at it. Really, in the 39 meetings between Tomlin and Harbaugh, the call earlier made it seem like it was so one-sided. It's 22-17 in Tomlin's favor, including playoffs. It's a close series. Mm-hmm. It's very close.
It always has been.
Yeah, it's always been close. And most of those games probably decided by the, you know, a score or less. You know, I mean, 7 points less.
Today is National Lager Day, and I found out today that lagers and beer, not all beers aren't lagers.
Right.
It's the lighter ones, right? Well, I actually knew that. I just didn't know what was a lager. You said the lighter beers are the lagers, right?
Yeah.
It's also one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Yes.
Being a lager.
Yes,
a lager.
It is, actually.
You got some birthdays today. Former NBA player Mark McGuire turned 66 today. This is weird. Raymond Simone, you know her. She turns 40 today. Joe Burrow turns 29 today. Kobe Mayo turns 24 today. Bobby Flay turns 61 today. This is weird because we make these people celebrities. You guys remember Brian Nichols, the one who went on that killing spree in Atlanta in the courtroom? You know, I went to high school with him.
Really?
He's listed as famous birthdays today.
Oh, sure.
At 54. You kidding me?
They list Hitler and Stalin and all, too.
Oh, my gosh. He actually was a friend of mine.
I remember that. You told me years ago. Yeah.
Nestor Cortez and Carlos Rodon weren't just teammates, but they both share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Nestor Cortez.
Nestor Cortez is older.
I'll go Cortez.
Cortez is Rodon. Older. Go Rodon. You know, sometimes when you go against the grain, you're right. And you are. Rodon is 33. Cortez is 31.
Well, all right, a couple of things here. I like this little poem. He's making his list. He's checking it twice. He left it at home. He's texting his wife. Yeah, that's what you do when you forget something. And since it's the Christmas time of year.
Thank you.
I took my car to the mechanic because it was making a terrible noise. So he removed the Mariah Carey Christmas CD, and now it's fine. Sent my son to his room for saying Jim Morrison was a terrible musician. Sorry, but we do not slam doors in this house. What do you call a Santa Claus without a GPS? Now, that would be a lost clause. A lost clause. I was awarded the Leslie Nielsen badge at school. What's that? It's a big building with lots of kids.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah. That's so stupid. Whilst swimming, my friend accidentally swallowed some seaweed. I suggested that he should seek help. Seek help. Seek help. An instrument to cut the ocean in half. It would be a seesaw. What do you call a rude cow? Beef jerky. Just tried a frog flavored beer. You were talking about lagers.
Yeah.
You can really taste the hops.
Yeah.
When I eat alphabet soup, I only eat the vowels. Why? Sometimes. When you're in the when you're in the bathroom, it doesn't matter if you're French, German, Spanish, or Polish. At the end of the day, European. Stupid. Why haven't aliens visited our solar system? They looked at reviews and saw we only had one star. Last one here. What do you call a person that doesn't have a body or a nose?
Nobody
knows.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.